get started. Meseches Gittin, the big kasha that none of the Rishonim ask and very few of the Achronim ask, but everyone asks when they learn Meseches Gittin, is that it seems to start in the end. Meseches Gittin, the last mishnah of the Masechta, first tells us, what was the first thing you need to know when you learn about Gittin, when you learn about divorcing a woman? So the first thing you'd want to know is under what circumstances should one divorce a woman? At what point do you say, okay, enough, it's time to get divorced? So it's Daf Tzad Yomid Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, V'sham Yom Lo Yigarish Ad Mesishta Olam Kein Matzah Badvar Erva, Ki Matzah Erva's Dover, V'sil Olam Rafilu Hikdicha Tavshilo, Machlogs, V'sham V'sil, exactly what a woman has to do. Rabbi Kiva says, Afim Matzacher is Naimen, even if you find another wife that's prettier than this one. Machlokas tanaim, what it takes to get to the point where one has to then divorce their wife, which is a little bit strange because you would think that would be the first mission getting. What's the first mission getting about? So that's the mission you saw, because I didn't put the last mission in the Maram Kalmos, right? The mission you saw when you open up the Sechus Gittin is about someone bringing a get, Medina Siyam. So what are some of the technical details of how we are Mekayim the get, what exactly the exact formulation of what they have to say is, where does the get come from, which what's called Medina Siyam, what's not called Medina Siyam, but nothing about just the basics. So I don't want to talk much about that kasha, mostly because I couldn't find anyone that talks about it really. Rabbi Rosenzweig from YU gave I think a series of shiurim on that topic, which that's his godless. He created the whole topic Yesh Me'ayin, because there's pretty much nothing in Rishonim explicitly on this topic. He was medayik in the way the Bahag puts together the halachas of Gittin and the way the Ram puts it. Unbelievable, but just a simple ha'ara, and that is that the question assumes that the Masechta is supposed to be ordered chronologically. Right? The question of why don't we start with how one knows when they're supposed to get divorced assumes that the way you're supposed to start a Masechta is the first thing that you need to do, and then you move on chronologically with how things should develop, which sometimes is the assumption that we have in Masechtas and Shas. In Masechta Shabbos, we certainly work with that assumption. The reason we have Bamet Omnin in Masechta Shabbos, before we get to any of the halachas of the malachas themselves of Shabbos, right, what's Bamet Omnin is Hatmana, because Hatmana is one of the only Isurim of Shabbos that are nogea to Erev Shabbos, because if you do Atmana B'davar Amos of Hevel, it's also to insulate with something that adds heat to the food, even from Erev Shabbos. So that's how the Rishonim already explained. That's why Bamet Omnin comes before we get it. We haven't even discussed Bishul, and we're talking, we sort of discussed Bishul, because we have Kira first. But the point is that Kira also involves Garuf HaKatum, involves things that you have to do on Erev Shabbos to prepare the fire. That's the assumption that the Rishonim work with the Masech Shabbos. But elsewhere, we don't necessarily work with that assumption, that things have to be in chronological order. How does Shas start? So many of you have, you know, at least the Daf Beis in Brachos, right? So how does it work? Shas starts with Kriya Shema. Which Kriya Shema does Shas start with? Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And then it first gets Kriya Shema Shachris, the first kasha in all of Shas. Right? The first kasha is, what's going on over here? Why do we start with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and not Shachris? Shouldn't we say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris first? So the Gemara gives two answers. One is, well, the Pasuk says, it's not really the first kasha in Shas, it's the second kasha in Shas, but the Gemara's answer said, B'shachcha of Kumecha. So we're just following the Pasuk. B'shachcha is first, and then of Kumecha. That's why we mention Kriya Shema Shel Arvis first, because we're just following what it says in the Pasuk. And the other is Kabriyasu Shel Olam. What do you mean? The world was created by Erev Vayivoker. It's nighttime and then daytime. So once you have Vayer Vayivoker, so what do you need B'shachcha of Kumecha? Why are both answers necessary? It could be the two answers reflect two different attitudes toward the order that Shas is supposed to take. If you assume Kabriyasu Shel Olam, so you're assuming, yeah, we go in chronological order. That the first thing you have in terms of how we approach things is what happened first. So what happens first is nighttime, and then daytime happens next. That's the way we count days. So it's actually chronological. You know, no, B'shachcha of Kumecha, we're following the Pasuk. So with the Pasuk says B'shachcha of Kumecha, for whatever reason, we follow along that same line. That's why, what's the alternative? What other order should we go? Meaning, when Rebbe organized the Mishnayos, he had an idea. He didn't just throw up all the Mishnayos and see where they landed and say, okay, so we'll put that. There was definitely the Rambam. If you ever read the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos, at the beginning of every Masechta, he explains why this Masechta comes after that Masechta, and what the Gittin and Kiddushin is one of the big kashas, right? because you have to get married before you get divorced. So like the whole etzem gittin and kiddushin is out of order. So it's not so strange that gittin itself is out of order. But there's got to be some reason that Rebbe puts things in a certain order. So if it's not chronological, what's the reason? So sometimes it's something that's more yesodistic that you have to put first. The you have to lay the foundations first before you get to some of the other details, because it's important to know foundational issues in order to be able to analyze things further. It's rare that we find that in Shas actually arranged that way, that the sugyas are first. But sometimes it's the more chashuv issues first. Like for instance, in Maseches Brachos in the fourth parak, the Gemara talks about tefillah, the tefillos hayom, and what does it start with? The Mishnayos. What does it start with? Shachris first, and then it goes to Mincha, then it goes to Mariv. Well, why don't we go B'Shachrich of Kamecha? Why don't we go B'riyasa Shalolam, start chronologically, Mariv is first, then Shachris? No, because Shachris is more Chashav Tefillah than Mariv. Mariv is Machlokas, whether it's Yiv Rishos or Rechov, it may not even be Yechiv. Shachris is Vaday Yechiv. So you start with the more Chashav thing first. So okay, so why is Gittin, why do we have the way to divorce? So it could be because when to get divorced and when not to get divorced is not the most Chashav Sugi in the Masechta. It's because it's, you know, certainly halachically, it's not the most meaty sugya in the Masechta. And perhaps the most yisodistic is the idea of lishma, the idea of kiyum ashtar. Much of this Masechta is about shtaros, so some of the foundations of Eide Chesime, Eide Mesira, which is going to be very critical, relates back to this first sugya in the Masechta, and this first sugya is also the sugya that the Gemara had the most to say on. Right, the Gemara has, it goes on for dapim and dapim about this machlokas rabba rava that we're about to get to today. So let's just begin the Masechta. Maybe get me medina siyam. So really, you don't get past the first two words of the Masechta before Tosfos points out the word get in general. And it's a very important ha'ara, because you see the word get come up in a lot of places in Shas. The word get doesn't necessarily mean a divorce document. That's the way we think of get. Get is a divorce document. Says Tosfos, nah, there's a whole perek in Masechta Bava Basra called Get Pashut. And that entire paragraph never talks about Gittin, what we call Gittin. What's it about? It's about shtaros. Get is another word for shtar. How would you say a divorce document? Get Isha. A Get Isha is a divorce document. So Tosfos right away is bothered by Akasha. You don't get two words into the Masechta. Tosfos is bothered. Why does it say Hamevi Get Mi Medina Siyam? It should say Hamevi Get Isha Mi Medina Siyam. A Get just means a shtar. Is this true of any other shtar that you have to say that Tzorich Shiyomer B'Fani Nechtam B'Fani Nechtam? No, that's only a din in Gittin, in what we call Gittin. It's not a din in any other shtaros. So Tosfos says, yeah, even though other shtaros are also called the Get, like we find in Hashaleach later in this Masechta, and we find elsewhere in Shas as well, Lo Hutzrich Lefarish Kan Get Isha Mishum Deberov Mekom Haseichet Deketan Get Stam Ari B'Get Isha. Tosfos says it's not just a post-Talmudic bias that we call a Get Isha just by the term Get. Even in the Gemara and the Mishnayos, already that, even though the word Get means any shtar, but usually it means a get isha. So usually the word get alone could mean a get isha. And then Tosfos just gets into some interesting tidbits about a get. If you ever saw a get, I forgot to bring in today. My brother happens to be a Masadar Gittin in California, because it's a good place to live if you're a Masadar Gittin. A lot of people get divorced in California. So he's a Masadar Gittin there, so I asked him to send me some Gittin. Or photocopies of some Gittin, so he sent me a whole package of Gittin. So you see, one of the minhagim that we strictly adhere to is what Tosfos writes, that the minhag is you only write 12 lines in a get. Why do you write 12 lines in a get? Tosfos gives a couple of possibilities. Either that the Torah, when it's, well, the one that everyone knows is the gematria of Gimel Tes is 12. So we keep with the gematria, right? That's Rabbeinu Tam. You thought that Rabbi Cohen would be the only gematria of today, I bet. But so this is a little easier to follow. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Mishum the Get Gematria Yid Beis. A Get is a gematria of 12, so that's why we write 12 lines in the Get. But Bentos says, and this is something to keep in our back pocket, to keep in mind as we go through the Masechta, that the Torah, when it describes a get, what's the pasuk by a get? The kas of law, sefer krisus. So sefer implies that it's a sefer. What's the first sefer ever written? Is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So he says the sefer krisus kishir yud beis shitin hamafsikin ben arba chumshei sefer Torah. So like the 12 lines that you have in between the four books of the Chumash you have Sefer Krisos. No, Eitan Ross. Four books of Chumash or five books of Chumash?
Six.
Good, why six? Maybe so, what you're saying?
It's a joke. And the 12 parshiyot.
Because that would be seven. That would split by Midrash into two, right? What?
12 parshiyot is in the Bereishit.
The 12 parshiyot, but that's... I don't think that's what he's...
No, it's not.
Right, he's referring to the svarim, the space between between the different svarim, right? So, no. Why does it say four?
12 spaces. It's
five books is four spaces. The klutz kasha boys, come on! Five books leaves four spaces because you don't have before and after doesn't count, right? It's in between. So okay. So anyway, so that's the 12. That's the that's the idea by the by get. Okay, but the point is, I think it's important that Tosos right away at the beginning of the Sefer tells us that a get in some way is a mini sefer, which is an interesting idea that maybe we can bring back later on in this Masechta, but a get in some way is a miniature sefer. But let's get to the real sugi over here. The real sugi is the sugi of b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So the Mishnah tells us that someone bringing a get has to say b'fani nechtam in order for the get to be valid. And then the Mishnah gets into some very technical discussions about where you're bringing the get from, what counts as Medina Sayyam, whether it's a din in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz, or it's a din in a Makom Rachok versus a Makom Karov, and gets into some detailed machlokasim, and Tosos has a lot to say on it, the Ran has a lot to say on it, but I don't have a lot to say on it. So I assume you read through the Mishnah, and you were able to get that basic idea that there is some controversy over here as to when exactly we require this B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. At the end of the Mishnah, Mishnah tells us if you maybe get Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, or b'fani nechtam, but v'im yesh lov orim yiskayim b'chosmav. So what does that tell you? That there is no formulation b'fani nechtam for Eretz Yisrael, if the get is within Eretz Yisrael. So what do you do if someone comes with a taina on the get, that the get is mezuyah, or that the get is problematic? It doesn't say, so then say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. No, that's not what it says. Then you need a kiyum haget b'chosmav. What's kiyum haget b'chosmav? You need the edim to come and be, either the edim themselves assigned in it to say, yes, that's my signature, or you need two edim about each signature. The two edim are going to come and say, yes, we recognize that's definitely Reuven's signature, so it's good. And two edim come and say, yes, that's definitely Shimon's signature. It could be the same two edim. It could be Levi and Yehuda come and say, we recognize Reuven's signature, we recognize Shimon's signature, and that's fine. That's Kiyum Haget B'chosmav. Which is easier to accomplish, Kiyum Haget B'chosmav or B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? So it's much, much easier to accomplish B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam. Yet when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, where we're not as makbid to require lechadchila b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, they were never misakin b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. The Mishnah tells us if there's an issue that comes up with the get, so you do need kiyum haget. You need to do a kiyum haget. Says Tosfos, on the bottom of the page, yesh lavor niskayim b'chosmav, aval kolzman d'loasi balum ha'arer, nises al piaget v'lo tanin mezuyav. Meaning we don't make any assumptions of mezuyav, we don't make any tainas of mezuyav, d'mishum aguna kilu barabanan, because it's a special takonas agunos, a woman has a get, and no one's saying anything about it, you have the right to rely on it. You don't need to do anything else. It's just when it comes to mimedina sayam, then we require b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. But normally a woman shows up to Beis Din, I have a get, in Eretz Yisrael shows up to Beis Din with a get, that's it, it's all she needs. And she's good to go, we're not going to make up any problems for her, and it's going to be fine. That's what Tosa says. Now, what's the reason for B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam? So this is the sugya that takes us through many, many dapim now. So my taima, Rabba Omar, Lefi She'ein, B'kiyum L'shma, Rabba says the problem is that we suspect that the Batei Din in Chutz La'aretz, or in Medina Sayyam, wherever that is, are not B'kiyum L'shma, Zot Rashi in the top of Beis and Beis. Ein b'nei Medina Sayyam b'nei Torah, ve'ein yodin shetzarech lichtov haget l'shem isha. The Batei Din in Medina Siam, there's very little quality control on out-of-town Batei Dinim, says Rabbah, and they don't know Pashra Lacha, they have to write the get, L'shma, L'shem, this woman. Ukraksiv v'kasav la sefer krisos. The Torah is very makbid that you have to write it la dahainu l'shma, dafka for her. Hilka chomer ashliach, b'fani nechtam, meila, shailina lay im nechtav l'shma, Vomer in. So what's going to happen? Shliach will come, he'll say, I saw it signed, I saw it written, I saw it signed, it was right in front of my face. What's the concern? The concern is that the Bate Din are a bunch of morons, they don't know anything about Lishma. So the guy's going to come with the get, and he's going to say, don't worry, I saw it written, I saw it signed. Rashi's bothered by Akasha. What Akasha is Rashi bothered by? Shkoyach, you saw it written, you saw it signed. That's not our problem. We see that it's written and signed. We knew that it was written and signed. We can read it. Our problem is that it wasn't Lishma. And what did the guy say? He never said anything about Lishma. So says Rashi, of course he has to say that it's Lishma. If he doesn't say it's Lishma, he didn't address the problem. It's just that when he says, Befarinechtam, we don't play out the whole conversation in the Mishnah. Bazin's next line is, oh yeah? Was it once you saw it, you were there. Was it being done Lishma? Was it Lishem this Isha? And then the guy who's bringing the get will say, yes, yes, it was done Lishem this Isha. We'll get to why it wasn't part of the text of what they have to say initially and why it only has to come in later in the conversation. That the Gemara is going to discuss later on. But Rashi is very clear, it must be said. If it's not said, you didn't address Rabba's problem. Mordechai?
Yeah, so if it says that the reason why that this whole thing has to happen is because Beis Din doesn't know that you have to write a Lishma, what would prompt them to ask the question? Was it really?
No, Beis Din Chutz La'aretz doesn't know.
Yeah, so he's coming to Chutz La'aretz, is he not?
No, he's coming to Eretz Yisrael. He's maybe getting me Medina Siyam La'aretz Yisrael. So the Beis Din that knows what they're doing has to ask the questions.
Just yeah. Clarify, what does it mean Lishma? Meaning that the person who's writing it says before in the shame mitzvahs,
No. Okay, good. Very often, Lishma means Lishem Mitzvah, right? That you have a Kavanah. We've discussed in the past, there are many different Kavanahs. Sometimes we say Mitzvah Shrichs Kavanah. So when Mitzvah Shrichs Kavanah just means I'm having Kavanah to do Lishem Mitzvah. Some people have deeper Kavanah. They have Kavanahs, you know, for those different spheres and mazalas and whatever. I had the opportunity to meet Rav Asher Weiss last week. This is the first year I'm blowing shofar for my shul. So I asked him... Hopefully, if I can get a sound out. So I asked him, what kavanah should I have when I'm blowing shofar? He said, to do the mitzvah of shofar. Okay, got it. To do the mitzvah of shofar. But by get, it's not about the mitzvah of get. When the shofar is writing the get, it doesn't have to be, or the husband's writing the get, whoever's writing it, it doesn't have to be done the shame mitzvahs get, because although giving a get is a mitzvah, it's a unique kind of mitzvah, I mean, there's some mitzvahs that you have to do. That no matter who you are, what situation you are in life, you got to put on tefillin. You put on tefillin every morning, right? But there are some mitzvahs that are situational mitzvahs. You don't have to give a get so that you don't have to marry a woman you don't like, or who's going to burn your food, depending which tani you hold like in Daf Tzadi, right? And then divorce her so that it could say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was mekayim the mitzvah of getting get. Now let me actually find a woman that I like to marry. There's no such mitzvah to do that. It's if you're in a situation where it calls for divorce, then you have to get divorced. But the lishma by get is not lishem the mitzvah. The lishma by get is lishem the isha. Maybe lishem the baal and the isha. That you're having in mind that this get is written for these people in particular. Yosef is divorcing Rachel, whatever. Even though there may be multiple Yosefs and multiple Rachels that are married to each other, nevertheless, it's for this one in particular. That's what lishma means, pashtus. We'll get into much more detail as we go. But that's the pashtus. So Rashi right off the bat tells us, of course, if we're trying to address an issue of lishma, if the concern is that it wasn't written lishma, of course the guy who's maybe the get has to say that it's lishma. Otherwise he didn't address the issue. So who disagrees with Rashi? So if you look at Tosfos, with Yishayim Bikin lishma, on Bezom and Bez over here, so Tosfos quotes Rashi. The first Lefishay Mekin Lishma. So Tosfos writes the second part of this Tosfos, about four lines before the lines get wide. V'had pirsha kuntras dimimela shaylinan lei ihav lishma va'amar in. That which Rashi says, you ask the guy, knew it was lishma, and the guy is going to say yes. Ein nira. So it's not true. D'lo mishtamet b'shum duchter sheyitzarich lishal. Never in this Masechta anywhere does it say anything about a requirement that Beis Din has to ask you. It tells you what you have to do. Never once says that Beis Din has to ask you whether it was Lishma. So Rashi just made that up out of thin air. Now, we know why Rashi made it up, because Rashi had to. Otherwise, how did you address the issue of Lishma? Meaning, Shkoyach Tosfos, you don't have a Gemara that says this way. How do you address the issue of Lishma? All the things, Farinechtam, Farinechtam. Says Tosfos, he's not done yet, question Rashi. Va'od dim kein lemik b'nayum sarach lishal. Not only that, when Rava says that the reason that you have to say b'farinachtam is ein edim mitzuyim l'kaimo, and the Gemara's question right away, my b'nayu, l'may nafkamina, between Rava and Rava. We have a great nafkamina. According to Rava, it's got nothing to do with lishma, so all you need to say is b'farinachtam, b'farinachtam. You don't need to say lishma, you just do your miniature kiyum aget by saying b'farinachtam, b'farinachtam. According to Rava, that it's all about lishma, you would need to say lishma. That would be a perfect nafkamina. And the Gemara doesn't mention that nafkamina. Right, you got that far in the Gemara? The Gemara says 2 days, Rabba and Rava. Right, Rava says that the reason that you have to say b'farni nechtam is because we assume that it wasn't done lishma, so you need to say b'farni nechtam to verify that it was lishma. And Rava says nothing to do with lishma. It's because we're afraid that if people aren't around to be mekayim the get, and the husband never wants to taina that this get is a forgery, the woman's going to be out of luck. We're not going to have anyone who comes from Medinas Yam all the way to Eretz Yisrael to be mekayim the get. So be mekayim it now with this watered down kiyum, with this more makel way of being mekayim it by just having the guy bring it, saying that it's b'farni nechlem, b'farni nechlem. Be mekayim it that way, and then the get is good to go. Then we're going to be fine to stand up against any taina. But the Gemara says the mind of community between Rabbi and Rabbi. Either way, the guy's got to say b'farni nechlem, b'farni nechlem. Why do I care why he says b'farni nechlem, b'farni nechlem? So the Gemara gives several nafkaminas, but it never gives nafkamina of whether you need to say lishma. Isn't that the best nafkamina? So how could it leave out that nafkamina? According to Rashi, it's a major kasha on Rashi. According to Rashi, that would be a serious nafkamina. So says Tosfos, no one holds you have to say lishma. The Edim never have to say the word lishma. Says Tosos Vomari, the stamal lishma kamasid, ki depirish bekuntros nami b'samach. Tosos says when they say that it was written, it means lishma. When you say a get was written, it means that it was written lishma. And don't blame me if you think that's strange, because Rashi himself is going to say that soon too. What does that mean? Stamal lishma kamasid. That whenever you say a get was written minastam, you assume that means that it was lishma. Why? Isn't the whole point that the Bate Din or Medina Siyam are a bunch of idiots and they don't know the Kas of Lad, they don't know the Salach, that it's Lishma? So when I'm being made that it was written, who says I'm being made that it was written Lishma? If the Beis Din in the place where I come from doesn't know the Din of Lishma, isn't it possible that the guy who happened to have been the Shliach to bring the get doesn't know the Din of Lishma? So who says when I say that it was written that it was necessarily done Lishma? So if you look at the Ran, Daf Alpha Meralf Bedape Arif, the Rans here are very, very critical. So the Ran quotes Rashi also. The Rashi says that you have to actually say that it's Lishma. And the Ran says, you know what, it's an Afni Yerushalmi that Rashi's correct. 2 lines from the bottom of the page on Alpha Meralf Bedape Arif, V'yeshul zeho chachab Yerushalmi. The Garcinan Hassan Bifani Nechtav Bifani Nechtam, Hainu Bifani Nechtav Lashma, Bifani Nechtam Lashma. Explicit in the Yerushalmi. That the Gemara, the Mishnah is just writing shorthand. You know, you say Bifani Nechtav Vichule, Bifani Nechtam Vichule. And it leaves out the word Lashma. It's got to be Lashma. However, it's great that Rashi's got a Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, the Ran doesn't seem to really back up Rashi. Miu b'gemara di lon lo mashmahachi di shalini b'gemara mai ika bein Rabba l'Rava. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the nafkamina between Rabba and Rava? Uma adrina anika bein ayudas yu betray. Nafkamina is if two people come with the get. So now you know you have Matsuy in the Kaimo because you have Edim. Two people came with the get, so maybe they shouldn't need to say b'farinachtam according to Rava. But according to Rabbah, that it's a din in Bekin Lashma, they would still need to say, Kolomar de la Rabbah lo tzarif, da yike edem tzuin l'kaimo, inami another nafkamina, de kiven she'elu mi'idin sha'abal shalcham, vada abal hechtiman, v'leka l'mecha shalziyuf. If two people are being made, the same nafkamina, but another way of understanding the nafkamina, if two people are being made that the husband sent them, so mele, they're also being made that the husband signed the get. So you don't have to worry about Ziyuf. You don't have to worry that maybe it's being forged. Oh, but do you have to worry about Ain b'kiyin l'shma, yeah, you would still have to worry about that. Well, Rabbi Tzarek, mishum l'shma. And it gives another nafkamina, medina l'medina b'medina siyam, but also medina b'medina siyam. Let's say it's brought from one basin to another basin in medina siyam. If the issue is ain edim mitzuyin l'kaimo, well, over here there are edim. There's plenty of travel. But if it's an issue of incompetent batei din, so even within medina siyam, the batei din are incompetent, right? Just because it's not only the incompetent Bat-e-Din will send to Medina Siam also. They're not only going to send to Eretz Yisrael. So you always have to worry about incompetent Bat-e-Din. But Frek the Ran, the same Kasha tells Seven Rashi. Why not say the Nafkamina is whether you need to say Lishma? Except the Ran makes the Kasha better. Why does Ran make the Kasha better? Because to ask the kasha, why don't you say another nafkamina? Is that the strongest kasha in the world? You know, the Gemara may give 2-3 nafkaminas. Let's say there are 15 nafkaminas. Do we expect the Gemara to say every single one? The Gemara will give you some basic nafkaminas, right? You can't always ask kasha, why didn't the Gemara give this nafkamina? It's a better nafkamina. Scratch that last one. Why didn't the Gemara give this nafkamina? Maybe the Gemara gave some, didn't give others. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to go and rattle things off just atu kiruchla. You think the Gemara is a rochel, it's just going and prattling and just saying everything that comes to mind. No, just lets you know there are nafkaminas here. What makes it a kasha is if the Gemara gave a worse nafkamina when there's a better nafkamina to be said. Right? The Gemara asked, what's nafkamina between Rab and Rava? The Gemara gave nafkaminas if two people bring it. The Gemara gave these other nafkaminas, didn't give nafkamina lishma. Lishma is a better nafkamina. Why? So says the Ran, in the third line, V'ha adifa tvei di'isa b'kol mevi shetzarech lom v'farinechta. Because the nafkaminas the Gemara gave were in particular cases. Like a case where two people happen to bring the get. A case where the get happens to be mi medina l'medina. The nafkamina that the Gemara doesn't say, the one that we want the Gemara to say of l'shma, is in every case. It's a much more inclusive nafkamina. Anytime the words b'fari nechtam are said, no matter what, according to Rabba, and according to Rashi's understanding of Rabba, the word lishma needs to be said. Also, according to Rava, the word lishma does not need to be said. It's a much more inclusive nafkamina. So the Rad makes the kasha a much better kasha. It's not just should have said a nafkamina, should have said a better nafkamina. Oh, so what's the answer? Elavada afil l'rabba lo tzarech. V'haynu, d'lo mishtam etano amar l'meim b'shum d'ochtu b'fari nechtu l'shma, el kiamar shliach b'fari nechtu b'fari nechtu, d'ay b'kach d'meim ramar hay shliach, lo melu l'rabbanan l'misha l'im nechtu v'nechtu b'fanai, shma miyo shiyesh k'siva v'chsima b'get, shi psula v'il lo nechtu v'lishma, hay omar kach v'kach yira maysa d'l'achar nechtu. I read that too fast. Here's what the Ran is saying. Stam l'shma is not just magic that, yeah, of course, the Bezin is incompetent until I say that I saw them right, and now all of a sudden we assume competence. No, that's not what stam l'shma means. Stam l'shma means like this. I'm going to come to Bezin. I'm going to say, here's a get. And Bezin is going to say, and? Right? Because I have a line that I have to say. I have to say, b'fari nechtam, b'fari nechtam. I'll be like, here's a get. What do you mean? And they'll say, no, did you see it? Did you see it being written? Did you see it being signed? And right away, the shaliach is going to say to himself, why are they giving me a hard time? I'm just bringing them a shtar. Why are they asking me all these things? It must be that there's some extra requirement by a get. That there's something that you need special by a get. It must be that a get is something that's very sensitive. Why are they asking if it was written and signed in front of me? It must be that there's some type of way that a get could be written or signed that's possible. There must be some higher requirements by a get. So if it wasn't written lishma, he would have told us about it. Meaning once the shliach was sensitized to the idea that a get has a higher level requirement, he's going to tell us about any minor problem that he could think of. about anything that's not perfect about this get. And if it wasn't Lashma, he would say it right then. It's Chazaka, Aruba de Lazakaman, that such a shliach would have told us. That's Stama Lashma. Stama Lashma doesn't mean that the moron Beis Din that didn't know what they were doing, now we assume is Lashma. How? Why would you assume they're Lashma? Nor does it mean that the aid on his own would, or the shliach on his own would come and would just, yeah, means Lashma whenever he says Farin Nechtam, Farin Nechtam. No, that's not what Stama Lashma means. I think the Ran is just being mivar. He's saying the same answer as Sol, just being mivar what it means. Stama Lashma means that once he's sensitized to the idea that a get has higher requirements, well, then he's going to tell us every detail that went wrong. And if he didn't tell us any details that went wrong, we have the right to assume that they went right, that everything was okay. Yeah.
So why doesn't Bezen just ask the aide, do you know if it was Lashma? And instead of circumventing the entire thing of Nechav and Nechnam, saying, what, just ask him, do you know if it was Lashma or not?
Good. This may relate to the other Kasha Tosfos asks. Right, what was the other Kasha Tosfos? Why are we only worried about Lashma? You know how many thousands of things go wrong in the get? So maybe you want to keep it a little more wide open. I mean, you want to let them know, Gittin are sensitive. Now tell us what you know. So he's going to have to say the words of Farnei Nechtam, right? And hopefully it will lead to other things as well. Maybe that relates to the other kasha as well. Okay, that's just again Pashut Ran. I didn't say anything there. I think the Ran is just sheds a lot of light in that Tosfos, because Tosfos sometimes just speaks Biramiza. The other half of Tosfos also an important point, and also I think the Ran sheds light on. Is the part I just referred to. Tosfos asks, Maishno Lashma, the first half of Tosfos, Vim Tomer, Maishno Lashma, Dein Bekin, Mishar Hilchas Gittin, Kagon Mechuber, Vishina Shmo Shma, Nichtam Yom Nechtam Belaila. Tosfos gives examples of different halachas of Gittin. So the Beis Din in Medina Siam, they're not complete morons. No, they know most of the halachas of Gittin. They know that it can't be written on Mechuber Lekarka. You can't write a get on a tree. You can't write a get, they know, without the name of the husband and the wife. They know that you need all these things. They just don't know Lashma. Why? Why do they not know that? What is it about Lashma that's so difficult for them to know?
Yeah. It can also be the most obvious one.
No.
It's not even something tangible. It's not something tangible. It's something you would say, like, almost the guy announces, I am writing the get, which, like, for the sake of following, it's not something you would realize.
So it's the least obvious,
yeah,
halacha. That's why they're not going to
Lishma. Not knowing that it's a halacha, but when a person is going to write a get for his wife, he's going to know, he's not going to say aloud to himself, I'm writing this to divorce my wife. When he's writing the get, he knows.
No, let's say, you have the following case. You have a sofer who is very, very busy. So he doesn't always have time to write get, and sometimes people want to get divorced and the husband's going to leave town, and if we don't get the get in today, she's going to be Nebuchadnezzar. We need to get the get done today. And he knows he's going to be very, very busy. So he tries to get ahead of the game a little bit. So what does he do? He writes Tovse Gittin. He writes forms, you know, like we do by Ksuvas. By Ksuba, you write a basic form, and then you fill in later on, you know, you fill in whatever, you fill in the name of the place, whatever. And this guy does even better than that. Not only does he write the basic form of the get, he knows that he's a sofer gittin in Crown Heights, right? So okay, so every guy is named Menachem Mendel. So it's very easy, and every girl is named whatever, I don't know, or I don't know what the Chaim Mushka. Okay, so Menachem Mendel Chaim Mushka. He's got, so he writes 30-40 gittin. He's got on file or Menachem Mendel Chaim Mushka. He had no one in particular in mind. It wasn't written for this guy and this girl, right? And in Williamsburg writes Yael, and you know whoever it is, and he knows he's going to have these gittin on file. So it's not Lashma, right? But it's, you know, so it's not something that's automatically assumed that it's going to happen. So what were you saying? Mordechai was saying something else. What were you saying? As opposed to
other things that might be more
there. Oh, so Mechubar Lekarka, how do I know Mechubar Lekarka is no good? Sefer Krisos, right? That a Sefer is something that's not Mechubar Lekarka. You're supposed to write her a Sefer. A Sefer can't be Mechubar Lekarka. So it's beferish from the definition of sefer, is that it's not mechubar lekarka. Kasav la could just be the way the pasuk is speaking, right? Kasav la necessarily la lishma is a drasha already, right? Write for her. It doesn't necessarily, the fact that it has to be lishma is already a drasha. So that's how Tosos understands. Tosos entertains another possibility that it says lishma because it's the most common problem. Tosos says, no, that's not true. Whatever, we're not going to get into why. It's just not true. It's not the most common problem. So Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, the Bekal Hilchos Gittin Bekiyin. No, these Bati didn't know all these other Hilchos Gittin. They weren't completely negligent. They weren't these complete morons that were getting involved in Gittin, knowing absolutely nothing about Gittin. They weren't totally negligent. El Dahach Drasha, the Bekas of Lala Shema, Ein Aniris Lahem Iker Drasha. The Ein Bekiyin Perish Ein Choshish in the Drasha de Lashma. A little different than what Mordechai was saying, I think. Right? The Mordechai was saying that they didn't know, they probably didn't know this drasha. Tos is saying they didn't hold this drasha. Helpnish, what do you mean? Love means lishma meyachides. Ein bekiyin means that they weren't choshish for it. They weren't bothered by it. It wasn't something that was that they were concerned with. Like people who are ein bekiyin and I don't know, mixed swimming. Ein bekiyin. Not choshish. It's not something that they're. It's a startling accusation to make of Batei Din in Medina Sinai. Mm. To say Stam that they don't know, okay, I can live with that a little bit.
There's a difference though between saying like that they don't hold of the actual obligation of writing it with Shema to her, and then there's on the other side they're saying, okay, like we hold of the remez, but we assume that every guy who's writing the get is going to write it with Shema.
Which one is he? I don't think he's saying.
No, he's saying the first one. I think
he's saying the first one. So it's a startling accusation against these Bati Dimim and Siyam. Now, does the word Bekiyin even mean that? Where else do we have Bekiyin meaning that they're not worried about it? Bekiyin normally means expert, right? So there is a Machlokas Rishonim, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. What is it, around Daf Yud Beis or so?
What does that mean? It's like in Subas, Bekiyin Be'atiyah. It doesn't mean that they're not Choshish for Atiyah.
Right, good. Bekiyin, in most of Shas, Bekiyin means that they're not, that they don't know. It doesn't mean that they're not concerned with it. So does Tosas give an example of where Bekiyin means anything else? No, he just says Ein Choshin. So I think the Gemara says that Malachi Ashares are not Bekiyin B'Lashon Arami. Right? That when you daven, the malachim are not bekiyin b'lashon arami. It's machlokas rishonim what that means. Some rishonim say it means that they don't know. They don't know lashon arami. Other rishonim say that's ridiculous. How could they not know lashon arami? They know everything else. Tulsus asked the kasha, afilu machshavos shebelei vishem yodim. They know your machshavos. They're not going to know your language. So many rishonim say, it doesn't mean they don't know. The Rosh says, it doesn't mean that they don't. I think the Rosh quotes from Ravid. It doesn't mean that they don't know. It means that they're not Goris Lashon Arami. They find it as like a distasteful language to speak. It's close to Hebrew, but it's not Hebrew. So they don't like Lashon Arami. You know, if you want to speak a different language, speak a different language. Don't corrupt Hebrew. They don't like it. Others say, no, they don't like Arami, and for sure they don't like any other language either, because Arami, which is even closest to Hebrew, they don't like, for sure they don't like it. But the point is that over there it also might mean that they don't like it. Right? Lo shmiali, lo svirali, the Gemara says sometimes. Right? The Gemara will say that what an Amora said, oh, what about this? Lo shmiali. I never heard that. Oh, you never heard that? No, well, of course I heard it. Lo svirali. It means I don't hold that way. So it's not so far-fetched, but to also say that not being a bucky doesn't mean that they don't know, it means that they're not experts. But the Ran has a different approach. And we'll close with this. I realize that we're supposed to end at 12:30, but I got a late start. Of Rabbi Cohen's fault. So the Ran asks, "An alvam beis b'dap eiriv." Same kasha in the second wide line. Ma'ishna dechashin tvei b'lishma mikam advarim apostle meget, etc. etc. Five lines before the end of the paragraph. Yesh lomar psulin halalu l'sofrim heim mesurim. V'stam sifri didaini migmar gemiri. Ukshechashu b'lishma lo mishum sofer, el mishum dilma achtevei bar masei v'yahavei lahai d'shmei kishmei. Okay, so one second, what's the Ran saying? Anything that the sofer is in charge of, you could trust it's taken care of. If you want to know halachos of writing a get, better than going to the local rabbi is going to the local sofer gittin. Because it's what he does. It's what he does all the time. So Rav Shechter once told us the story that he was asked to check out an Erev, and they introduced him to the African-American fellow who built all the lechis and, you know, put a, you know, built all the poles and everything, and the and they said to the fellow, they're trying to, Mr. Jones, this is Rabbi Shechter, he's the world's greatest expert on Erevin. And Mr. Jones said, excuse me, I'm the world's greatest expert on Erevin. I'm the one that builds all of them. So Shechter was amused by that. But sometimes, you know, if you were to ask Mr. Jones or me about an Erev, Mr. Jones probably knows more about an Erev than I do. I see every year when we do Mechiras Chametz, John Brown, who we sell our Chametz to every single year, has to remind all the rabbis, no, you forgot to do this Kenyan. You didn't do... Why? Because that's what he does. He's a Baal Malacha. A Baal Malacha on that issue knows it better, and you could trust that he knows what he's doing. The Rabbanim you can't trust so much all the time in these detailed, areas. Eitan Ross will know a lot more Safras than I do. Right? Because it's a Baal Malacha in training. But there's... No, seriously, it's a... So Ran says a Pashto Svara. Anything that's up to the Sofrim, it's taken care of. Mechubar, the Sofer knows. Not to write it, but Mechubar Lekarka. Don't worry about it. But Lishma is not an issue in the Sofer. The Sofer maybe wrote it for that Menachem Mendel and that, whatever, the Chaim Mushka. But then that Menachem Mendel and Chaim Mushka reconciled and they decided not to get divorced. And now another Menachem Mendel, and they said, oh, we have this extra get lying around. Oh, our neighbors, Menachem Mendel and Chaim Mushka, want to get divorced.
Saying that they're not careful about getting.
Yeah, he's saying the sofer is very careful.
But the dinim are not, they're just not careful about getting.
Whenever you leave things in the hands of the hamonam, it's like the Gemara says all the time that kohanim is reasoning. There's certain halachas you don't have to worry about because kohanim, as long as it's in the hands of the kohanim, there's reason they'll be careful about. But once you leave it in the hands of the hamonam, you're in trouble. So a get that was written for somebody could end up in someone else's hands easily. And once it ends up in their hands, so then you have no idea about Lishma. A much less... this is much less of an indictment on Batei Din and Medina Siyam than Tosfos's indictment on Batei Din and Medina Siyam. Tosfos says that they take a drasha from Chazal that's Mekubal in our Mesorah, and they say, halt nish. But the Ran says, no, it's not, they're not just... No, I don't hold to this. Why did Tosfos not want to say like the Ran? Where's the problem, according to the Ran? Who's the problem in?
It's not Beis Din.
It's just that there's a guy. Right? And the point is that it was supposed to be that the Ein Bekiyin, L'chora, is Din in the Beis Din. That the Batei Din in Medina Siyam are not Bekiyin. Okay, well, I didn't get to anything on the Mar Makomos yet. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll get to that.